Why would you inflict something like that on me, knowing farewell that I'm going to lay into you like a motherfucker?
My fucking bird is running its mouth in the background, just interrupting me and bothering me. I'm really upset about this.
You don't. That's what I try to tell everybody. It doesn't take that. It just takes you against the beast.
And this other show, it just, I didn't like it. I listened to 5 minutes of it, and I have people sending me texts and emails saying, did you hear the last show? And I got to be honest with you, I haven't listened to it. But what we did do is have a little bit of fun with this person because they're crying for attention. And we always come through by giving attention.
But this was going to be the weekend edition. This was going to be the comic relief to it all. Well, see, and it worked really well. And I enjoy weekend edition. We had a lot of fun with it. It's a great fucking show. But now it comes time to change the name, folks. And it's simply put because we're no longer on the SansNet Radio Network.
And I don't know if she's still out there or not. I didn't even look. I don't go on Blog Talk at all. I have no reason to. I never really enjoyed it. It was where the trollers ruled. It wasn't my favorite place to be. However, I did
say what?
Now, tell me, who are you?
K-I-L-A. 186. Goose.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
Stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck?
Fuck. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck?
Who the fuck is this guy? Who is he?
What the fuck are you doing here, you fucker? Shit! What the fuck's going on?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck you doing, man? Oh. Stop it!
Shit, what the hell you doing? I'm banging that girl.
Oh! What the...
Have they called you?
What the fuck?
So what the fuck are you thinking, man?
What the fuck are you talking about, huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... Fuck!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly what happened. That makes me fucking sick.
Homer, with all due respect, what the fuck are you talking about?
And what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What the fuck are we going to tell about, Steve?
What the fuck does anything have to do with Vietnam? What the fuck are you talking about? Oh! What the fuck are you talking about, huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... Fuck!
What the fuck is this guy? Who is he?
What the fuck are you doing here, you fucker? Shit! What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh. Stop it!
Shit, what the hell are you doing? I'm banging that girl!
Oh! What the...
Have I told you?
What the fuck is this?
Just one thing, dude.
And what's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's what the, and I'm your brown-colored commentator. What's going on, kids? How's everybody doing tonight? Shit, we got a jam-packed show for you. And, of course, Mechazawa called in sick, but I guess there's like a flu going around here. Don't mind me, I got the sniffles myself, but... Anyways, apologies for not having a show yesterday. We're having a storm out here in Northern California, and apparently the winds knocked down some fucking cables, and apparently they blew out a transformer, so we didn't have a show yesterday. I was in the dark, scared. But thank God I had candles and weed to make sure everything went, you know, swell. But anyway, so those of you who don't know me, welcome one, welcome all. I'm your brown-colored commentator. I am the Great Goofy Bone. And, of course, you are listening and tuning into What the Fuck right here on good old 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show. How's everybody doing? Shit, I'm doing swell. My Golden State Warriors are one game away from going to the, what would it be, the Western Conference Finals? Oh, I forgot. Speaking of playoffs, you know, we gotta, can we stop the music, please? We're going to go to our correspondent on the East Coast, the sports correspondent, goes by the name of Kevin A. Kierstead. He's going to talk about how his Washington Capitals ate shit in the playoffs. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kevin A. Kierstead. And we all know it's that time again where hockey players are in the playoffs. And apparently my team, the Washington Capitals, were in the playoffs, but they got themselves eliminated because of stupid decisions that they made. They were up 3-1, and apparently they lost 3 games in a row. How stupid can you be, Washington Capitals? You make me look stupid. I can't believe I'm rooting for a stupid team like the Washington Capitals. Ugh. Well, anyways, I'm Kevin A. Kierstead from Bitch on Tap, right here on Spreaker.com, giving you the latest and greatest updates on my stupid-ass Washington Capitals. Take it away, Goofy Bone.
Thank you, Kevin A. Kierstead. Aw, poor Kevin. You look at him, people. He's crying over there. Yeah, Kevin A., I hope you're fucking crying for real. Fucking Washington Capitals. I can't believe you actually believe in the Washington Capitals. That's like the East Coast version of my fucking San Jose Sharks. But oh well, Kevin A. is going to have to be sitting on the couch like me watching the rest of the playoffs. Because his team got eliminated, of course. But yes, my Golden State Warriors went into Oracle Arena and beat the shit out of the Memphis Grizzlies, and I don't even know how to say the word, excited? Is that even such a word? But yeah, I'm just so proud of my fucking basketball. They look like a motherfucking championship fucking performance. That's all I could say. They looked excellent. But anywho, let's go on to the news of the fucking night now. This is our nightly news, people. And I know a lot of people out there are tripping out on what the fuck's happening out there in the world. Don't get scared. Trust me, I'm fucking tripping out myself. Can you believe? Seriously, I want you to close your fucking eyes, all the audience members. And I want you to really seriously think, can you fucking believe that a stupid train conductor would think, seriously, would think of driving a fucking train 103 miles an hour before it hits a curve? Oh, I'm sorry, 106 miles an hour. Excuse me. How fucking stupid. Hey, wait a minute, bro. I'm fucking doing the news here. But how stupid can people fucking be? I'm sorry. People like this, they need to be murdered. They need to be killed. You need to get a fucking meth addict so fucking high, give him an axe, and tell him to chop this motherfucker down. I'm fucking serious. I cannot fucking believe that a stupid, dumb, idiotic fucking conductor, because he is a conductor, of course, would drive twice the fucking speed limit at a sharp curve. I'm sorry, Amtrak. You are completely pathetic for hiring idiots like this. You are fucking stupid, putting innocent lives at danger by hiring idiots like this. Look at that train, for God's sakes. Looked like some little fat kid went on his dad's railroad tracks and kicked it. Fuck you, Big Bill. My name ain't Goofy Punk. But I just... Dude, I've been looking at the wreckage all fucking morning long since it happened. My God. Why? That's a question you gotta ask yourself. Why would a person do this? Sick, pathetic people that are in this world that seriously need to be murdered ASA-motherfucking-P. God bless all the people in Philadelphia who lost loved ones, who's got family that is injured. God bless all of them in your time of healing. Another thing, Big Bill says he was told it would feel like you are riding on rails. Oh, what are you trying to say? I do rails? I don't do rails. But anyways, you know, I'm not going to spend the whole fucking show talking about a train that got derailed. There's only so much shit I can fucking say. But I mean, seriously, use common fucking sense, people. Common fucking sense. It's not in your change fucking jar. It's in your fucking brain. Talk about common sense. What about America's favorite quarterback? Tomas Brady. Can you believe that? Tom Brady, America's favorite quarterback. Well, apparently, he was lying. He was deflating footballs along with the rest of the members of his staff. 4-game suspension is something I wish would have been more like a fucking 6 or 7 game suspension. You know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots, are butt-fucked buddies with the fucking commissioner, Robert Goodell. Look what happened to Sean Payton, a coach for the New Orleans Saints. He got suspended for a whole fucking year. Tom Brady cheats, and he only gets a 4-game suspension. His coach didn't get nothing. What kind of coach is a coach that doesn't know what's going on? Shit, I'm serious. I wish they would have threw the book at Tom Brady. Gave him a fucking year suspension. But I want to go and talk about something else. You guys remember last week when the biggest fraud fight of the world happened? Well, check this out. Apparently, Manny Pacquiao said, his shoulder was hurt when he went to fight. So $400 million fraud, is that's what the fans are calling it. Apparently, some Manny Pacquiao fans want a piece of the Filipinos fucking fight. Yeah, his money. But I don't know. A lawsuit has been thrown out there. But I'll tell you right now, all these fights are fucking rigged. There's not a fight out there that is perfect. All these fights are fucking rigged, people. I was an idiot that paid the $100. Yeah, I was an idiot like that. But I just can't believe that this stupid fucking Filipino. Yeah, Mahagi thought to all you Filipinos out there, he would actually go and fight with a busted fucking shoulder. I wish his shoulder got ripped off so he wouldn't be fighting anymore. Stupid fuck. Fuck Manny Pacquiao and fuck Floyd Mayweather. Both of those motherfuckers conned the world. They conned us all, people. And we're still sitting here looking like a bunch of fucking idiots. But anywho. Well, God has answered my prayers. American Idol will no longer be around after this year. God bless America. Because American Idol was making audience members fat, was making people low-life fucking losers. And I'm dead serious. When it's off the air, people will actually have a good fucking life. Well, apparently there's some crazy news coming out of Hollywood. I don't know if anyone's heard this. Apparently, our new Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, the guy playing Mad Max, his name's Tom Hardy. Apparently, he claims that he had a battle with some fucking drugs that nearly claimed his life. He quotes, and I'm quoting him on this, people, so don't think that I'm the one saying this shit. He quotes saying that he's fucking lucky to be here. That he would have sold his mother for a rock of fucking crack. And that's Bane? Let me tell you something, people. That's why I stick to marijuana. All these fucking crackheads. You lose your fucking marbles. You're over there on fucking crack, people. And I'm serious. Anyways, apparently Chewbacca says we're off the air. Well, we'll get us back on the air. Something happened here. What the fuck happened here? Jesus Christ. My internet connection is off. What did I do to deserve this? Son of a fucking bitch. You have got to be fucking shitting me. The error has been successfully resolved. Please close down the browser and restart again. Fuck you, AT&T. I'm doing a program here. I apologize to my studio audience. It seems nothing could fucking go right today. I don't know what the fuck happened. Jesus Christ. You have got to be fucking shitting me. Well, let's try this again, shall we? Shall we? I don't know what the fuck's going on. Maybe I got DDoSed or something. Did we get it back? Chewbacca, get it fucking back. I don't give a fuck what you do. Get the fucking shit back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for all the bullshit that's going on. But I don't even know what the fuck is going on. Chewbacca says we had no internet. How the fuck can we not have internet? Out of all the fucking times the internet wants to eat shit, it eats it right fucking now. God damn it! I'm dead fucking serious. I could really fucking shoot somebody right fucking now. Everyone's looking at me and laughing. Yeah, ha, it's fucking funny. But I could fucking shoot somebody right fucking now. God damn it. Sorry, people. I know you guys pay for a good show, but I don't even know what the fuck's going on right now. Let's Let's hope this shit fucking works. Because if not, I'm going to fucking kill somebody. And don't worry, people. We'll reload the fucking show in just a bit. You know, we haven't even smoked any fucking weed. I think we should fucking smoke some fucking weed. Seriously. Out of all the fucking things that could fucking happen, here I am doing the news like a good fucking news fucking reporter would. And the shit eats the fucking fan on me. I just fucking kill somebody. You know, Big Bill, I want to apologize to you. I know you're probably the only one listening right now, but fuck. We need to smoke some weed right now. Chewbacca, stop staring at me. I don't give a fuck. Find out why the internet went down for fucking 20 seconds. I can't fucking believe this shit. I really seriously cannot fucking believe this shit. Anyways, we're gonna smoke some weed. I need a drag. If anyone fucking could know what I'm talking about, I need a fucking drag of weed. Let's go ahead and fucking hit some weed music right here. But to those of you children out there, ask your parents first if you're going to smoke marijuana. At least be honest with them. It's the only thing I could fucking tell you. Fucking can't believe this shit. Fuck you, AT&T. Fucking piece of shit bastards. And they fucking went out too when I was watching my fucking Warriors game. Son of a fucking bitch. Anyways, press 420 in the chat room if you wish to join us on what we like to call a little smoke-a-thon. Oh yeah. And to those of you people out there that died on the Amtrak train, this weed is for you. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Oreo eating some catnip, smoking dope with us. Yeah, that's Big Bill's cat. I think he copied my cat's name. My cat's name's Oreo. And I got Sylvester. Shout out to my kitty. There you go, Big Bill. I'm passing his blood to you, friend. Remember, inhale, exhale. And do what you gotta do in order to get fucking high. Now that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Oh man, I sound like a fucking retarded fucking goose. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, this shit is good. We're smoking on some Tahoe OG. Damn, this shit is good. Thanks for passing it back, Big Bill. And for those of you out there, we're over here smoking and choking, hotboxing the radio airwaves. That's what we do, baby. Oh, yeah. the fuck happened? Dude, what the fuck's going on with the show today, Chewbacca? There's a lot of fucking stupid shit going on. Man, it's not fucking funny. I don't care. Well, anyways, let's get this show back in order. How the fuck can my internet company cut me off for 20 fucking seconds? 20 seconds! Oh, I'm so mad. But anyway, let's get back to our nightly news. Did you know a man was arrested for smashing a window after he saved a dog from a hot car? And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I would do the same fucking thing. If I saw some idiot who has their pet in the car and it's hot as hell outside, you're killing that animal, and I will break your fucking window. A lot of idiots out here do it. A lot of fucking parents actually leave their kids in the car while, like the other day, I was getting Chinese food next to Little Caesars, the pizza place. Some fucking wetback lady in a big-ass fucking Mexican truck left her little fucking, I'm going to say, two-month-old in the car while she ran in, got some pizzas, ordered pizza, then waited for the pizza, and then went back in the car with the windows rolled up, and I believe it was 86 degrees outside. And I fucking told that lady, I go, you're lucky you just came back, because I was about to bash your fucking window, because you got a little fucking kid in the back seat. And that lady smiled and said, thank you. You fucking piece of shit. Well, anyways. Apparently in Georgia, there's a law that allows individuals to break car windows to save children, but they do not have one for pets. So the man, his name was Michael Hampson, was apparently charged with criminal trespassing after smashing a window of a Mustang to free a small Pomeranian mix. The nerve of these people. That poor little cute little innocent creature. Dying of heat while someone's out there enjoying themselves trying to get a freebie. Oh, what, Big Bill's telling jokes? Hey, Goofy, why did Jackson Shea cry in the middle of the Spreaker hallway? He had diarrhea, and he thought he was melting. I don't like that comment. And why do all the little black kids, all the little nigger kids, why do they have to be Jackson Shea? Seriously. I mean, haven't you guys noticed that I staying away from Spreaker? And look, when I come back to Spreaker, it's the same fucking shit. You got Debbie Daly over there, that dumb piece of fucking monkey trash. She's over there playing reruns, telling you stupid stories that she's told you fucking 20 fucking times. And then you go to Guy Shane's fucking show. You hear nothing but the things from YouTube. And him talking shit about people. But it's okay for him to talk shit about people. But when people talk shit about him, that's when DJ Bad Guy becomes DJ Snitch Guy. But he does the same fucking shit. There's no point in even fucking fighting with these old fogies. These fucking low-life old losers on Spreaker. They're all pathetic pieces of shit. And Desert Rose, the new pathetic piece of shit. What does she talk about on her shows? Absolutely fucking nothing. You could get more out of a conversation of a glass full of fucking beer nuts than you do from that fucking piece of fucking monkey shit. Bunch of fucking old fucks acting like they're young. Why do you think I'm not doing shows anymore? Seriously. But, you know, we still got to do the radio show. There is an audience that does listen. So that's why we're still going, people. But, you know, that's why I've been doing these periscopes. You know, I know Mechazawa and Pimp Daddy and everybody else hates me because I'm a cam whore. Because I like to be a fucking prima donna on a fucking video screen. Just there, I have more fun. People could see what I'm doing instead of you guessing what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, her show is dead air. I mean, fuck. How many times are you going to fucking repeat yourself? I mean, the thing about Debbie is that dumb bitch plays old shows. Not once, but maybe 10 times in a month for you to fucking, by the time you keep listening to it, you start remembering it and you memorize it. It's like today, what was she playing? That stupid fucking Her and Ghosts rapping clip. She's played that shit almost 20 fucking times. Like, damn, Debbie, don't you have some new content? Don't you have something new to talk about? So I don't even fucking argue with these fucking losers. It's a waste of fucking air. Waste of fucking space. They're old enough to where they're going to die soon. But yeah. Anyways. The blood went out, Chewbacca. Hand me that torch, please. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by Eagle Torch Lighters. Go out and get yourself an Eagle Torch Lighter that contains wonderful flammable fluids that will create you a very own torch of your very own self. But be careful. It's hot, and it will burn you. But anyway, shout out to the man that smashed the window to save the dog. I mean, that was a courageous thing. Wow, apparently we got something on the news bulletin. A Virginia man wrongfully convicted of attempted rape. Wow, that's sad. This guy kind of looks like Guy Shay. But we all know Guy Shay couldn't fuck nobody. Even if he could try to rape somebody, he couldn't fuck nobody. Look at the fat fucking boar that he fucks. Nasty ass, pathetic piece of shit. But anyway, I don't know if you guys heard the patheticness of America, but I have to be the idiot that has to report this shit. Did you guys hear about a watchdog group wanting to put a woman's face on the $20 bill? And guess who they picked out of all the women in the fucking world that they want to put on the $20 bill? So apparently, if you're asking why they want to change the face of Andrew Jackson, well, due to the fact that Andrew Jackson was a slave owner along with many other the fucking people on Money Currency. But apparently Andrew Jackson was the worst out of all of them, so they want to change his face on the $20 bill. And are you serious? I would rather see Mrs. Butterworth on the $20 bill than rather to see Harriet fucking Tubman. You're fucking sick. You're going to put Harriet fucking Tubman on the $20 bill just because that bitch saved slaves and fucking helped them escape? That bitch didn't do shit for America. She didn't fucking create things and go out and fight wars. She had an underground railroad. I can't believe these fucking people. I just seriously cannot fucking believe these people. I seriously cannot fucking believe these fucking people are fucking sick. Well, anyways, I want to tell everybody about something that I seen that I thought was the most funniest thing in the whole fucking world. Imagine, as a young kid, your parents, they walked out on you. They dumped your ass off at a motherfucking orphanage. And they said they didn't want nothing to do with you. Well, here you are, 13 years old, and you want to fucking see your parents. You want to meet your parents. You want to fucking know your mother. Well, apparently, this game show, they fucking told this broad, we found your mom. We want you to come on to the show, and we want you to meet your mother. So here we got a little 13-year-old, happy as hell. You got the audience happy as hell. You got everybody in smiles, everyone in joy, and everyone in fucking cheers when they announce where your mother is. So when they go, let's bring out her mother, This is where this fucking story is so fucking lovable. When they bring out her mother, it's a fucking guy in a dress. It's a guy in a fucking dress, and the little girl's crying because she thought her mother was coming, but it's a guy in a dress. The audience is like, the fuck? This is where American TV needs to fucking be at. This show was in Cambodia or some fucking shit. Even though this was a cruel joke, because this little girl's all happy thinking that her fucking, her long lost mom's gonna come out. And like I said, some fucking lady in a, I mean, get some guy in a fucking lady's dress. And this bitch is all fucking sad. Oh man, this is where America TV needs to be at. I mean, it's bad enough you had Dancing with the Stars with that one-armed guy, but oh man, this is this chick's crying. Oh Oh, sad. Oh, are we supposed to feel bad for her? Is this how America is supposed to, you know, feel sad for these type of people? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. You know, my parents didn't leave me like this little girl got left. But they threw me out at 16. And like birds and other animals in the fucking world, when your parents leave, they're gone. You don't live with them forever. My mom found out I was holding guns in the house in my fucking shoebox. Fucking kicked me out. I learned how to live on my own. I learned how to take care of myself. I didn't need my parents. And everybody needs to realize we need our parents for love and support and you know, guidance. But if your parents dog you, then you shouldn't have no love for your parents, because those people ain't your parents. I get a lot of fucking fan mail from people asking me questions about how they... We'll take one, for instance. I think his name was fucking Gary. His dad walked out on him when he was young, and now his dad wants to be a part of his life. But he doesn't know what to do because he has hatred towards his dad. I just told him to go meet his dad and tell him the truth. Say, Dad, I fucking hate you for leaving me. You're a fucking coward. And if you expect to come into my life and wanting me to fucking take you back, you're surely fucking mistaken. Anyways. Apparently, a selfie-obsessed idiotic teen burst into flames when she torched herself with a live wire. What a fucking idiotic Romanian fucking teenager. A Romanian teenager burst into flames after accidentally touching a live wire while attempting to take a ultimate selfie on the roof of a train. Ultimate selfie. What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. Well, apparently she got zapped with 27,000 volts. And of course she caught into flames. Now, there's the ultimate fucking selfie. But, yeah. This goes to show you, idiot, selfies can kill you. I want to do the ultimate selfie. Well, let me get on top of a roof of a train. Yeah. I would have loved to watch that bitch get on fire. I would have pissed on her, too. I would have said, how you feeling? You feel a little hot? Because, bitch, you look hot. I know that's mean, but I don't give a fuck. You think I care? You think I really give a shit? Bitches want to be dumb, then they deserve to fucking die. Well, I don't know what else I can tell you, people. I mean, this world is just full of fucking idiots. I mean, seriously. Now, I know a lot of dumb people out there, but I mean, shit, this fucking idiot is pretty much one of them. A former California lawyer who was indicted in 2013 for a cruise ship murder of his second wife is now accused of trying to arrange the death of his third wife. while he was in jail. Okay, hello. Obviously, you got busted for killing your second wife. What? You don't think you're going to get busted again for trying to kill your third wife? Come on, idiots. Come on, people. I mean, out of all the fucking things in life, why get married if you're going to kill the bitch? You know what the best way to get back at your fucking lover is? Fuck one of their family members and get caught purposely. Get caught purposely. That would kill them. That would eat them inside. They couldn't sleep for fucking weeks. But no, you want to go and kill your fucking wife. And now where does that land you, Mr. fucking wizard? It lands you in the slammer. You fucking idiot. This is what I'm telling you, people. I mean, does anybody think about their crimes first before doing them? But I don't know. See, this is what we need in fucking America, man. In North Korea, where everyone says I seem to have stolen Kim Jong-un's hairdo. But in North Korea, they execute the defense chief for falling asleep during a meeting. Now, that is something I would fucking love to do. This motherfucker fell asleep during one of my meetings. I'm going to kill this motherfucker. I'm dead serious. These people nowadays, I mean, where are their fucking ideas of survival? Well, where's this fucking defense chief? What, was he out partying all night? Doesn't he know he has to go to work the next morning? So pathetic. Well, apparently Subway was upset. One of the greatest food chains in the world, Subway restaurants. They fired a worker after she praised the death of the Mississippi officers that got killed. And I'm telling you, people, a Mississippi Subway restaurant worker has been fired by the company after the company was going through the Facebook of this person, and this person was praising the deaths of the two officers. So, apparently Subway thought that it was a very, very violation of Americans' rights. But no, Subway thought it was a very, you know, harmful act. So they decided to fire this wonderful Subway worker because they wanted to be nosy. Check out her fucking Facebook just to see what she wrote on that very day. Well, here's another fucking smart man. I'm telling you, these fucking people. It's like, how fucking, seriously, how fucking stupid are people? Did anyone go to school? Check this out, a man with HIV posing as an officer. Then sexually assaults a 15-year-old girl. I mean, come on. You're an officer. Try to fuck some older bitches. Well, let's not forget he had fucking HIV. Death penalty. Well, the store owner is still fighting the IRS after the Fed seized his $107,000 account. Well, let me tell you something. The fucking IRS seized my fucking house. But thank God my lawyer got me all my items inside the house. But of course, I lost the house. Because I had nothing to show for. But I'll tell you right now, the fucking IRS, they're a bunch of fucking scandalous pieces of shit. And if you're in war with one of these motherfuckers, chances are you're going to lose. Trust me, I did. Well, a 61-year-old white man nearly beaten to death by 50 black teens. Okay. What's wrong with that? Officers are killing blacks. I mean, what's wrong with 50 black teens beating up an old white man? Well, anyways, in Maryland, a 17-year-old boy has been charged as an adult for the role that he played for beating up 61-year-old man along with a group of 50 other teens in Baltimore. Apparently, this guy named Richard was brutally beaten by teens after he went outside to ask two girls who were fighting on top of his truck to move along and continue their dispute elsewhere. Oh. So basically, the guy was just saying, hey, can you not fight on my truck? And it's okay for 50, you know, black teens to just go and beat the living shit out of this guy? See, that's where automatic weapons need to come in. Seriously. I would have fucking walked out with a fucking 7 and I would have shot all those kids. If there was 50 fucking teens, you could say you feared for your fucking life. Thinking 50 teens are gonna fucking kill you, you might as well kill them. They almost killed you. See, a lot of people need to realize racism is still alive in this world. Regardless of who you are, even me. Shit, people fucking calling me dirty fucking wetbag names fucking throughout all my whole life. You think it hurts my feelings? I think everyone just needs to smoke some weed and they could fucking chill out and relax. Because when you smoke weed with other races, there is no racism problem. Seriously. But anywho, what's going on, kids? I know that there's a lot of crazy news out there that people want me to fucking continue to keep reading. Like some stupid fuck in Nebraska that threw his 5-year-old brother off of a bridge, murdered his mother, and abandoned a toddler in a dumpster. Great fucking kid. Seriously, great fucking kid. Twenty-five-year-old Roberto Martinez Mariano. I'm not gonna read this fucking stupid shit. Fuck this dumb fuck. Can you believe this shit? Can you seriously fucking believe this shit? He throws his baby brother off of a fucking bridge, murders his mom, and throws another fucking toddler in the dumpster. What a sick motherfucker. It's like, what did your mom do? Tell you you couldn't go outside to play? I'm telling you, this world is going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm going to sit back and kill motherfuckers. For real. See, it saddens me. Now, I know I shouldn't get all sentimental and start crying and yeah. But look, guy fucking killed his fucking mom. Him and his girlfriend went out and did all this stuff for fucking what? What did his mom do so bad that she deserved to get killed? Bitch, my mom kicked me out in the fucking streets. You didn't see me grab one of my guns and go fucking kill my mom. I just seriously cannot fucking believe these fucking people. What? Apparently, a museum out in China is offering you the experience of a lifetime. Yeah. Apparently, it's offering you to lay down in a coffin and experience what it feels like to be cremated. Blasts of hot air over 100 degrees give you the sensation of how you feel when you're getting cremated. Oh my. Are people really this fucking sick and pathetic and fucking stupid? I mean, for real. You want to lay in a coffin to feel how it gets to get cremated? It's like, what? Are you missing some thrill in life? But oh well. This fucking world is just fucking pathetic. That's why I laugh at it every fucking day. Why do you think I smoke weed? Why do you think I am the way that I am? Shit, look at what everyone else is doing. Shit. My fucking stocks have been barely gaining me some fucking money this fucking week. And everyone's out there killing their moms, fucking doing stupid shit. Why I laugh at the world. Seriously. I just have no fucking more words about this shit. I just want to smoke weed and just hopefully this world becomes like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Because to be honest with you, I want to do my hair all fucking crazy and maybe have some fucking some crazy-ass white makeup on. But yeah, that's what I want to fucking do. That would be crazy. Fucking Mad Max fucking world. Everyone's in the desert. I wonder if I would be skinny in that world or fat. That's something you gotta think about because, you know, you never fucking know in those fucking crazy ass times. So Chewbacca's telling me, for those of you out there who know some chick by the name of Hannah Davis, I don't even know the fuck she is. Well, apparently she doesn't have no more space for in her house for bikinis. Fucking Chewbacca, you give me some of the stupidest fucking stories that I can ever fucking imagine. And I don't care. You think I really fucking care? And I am getting a little bit tired, though. I'm telling you, I had a long fucking day. I did go shopping. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Something happened today where my fucking car, my right rear passenger window, for some oddball reason, it just fucking fell out of its slot. So today I took apart my fucking door, and I fucking seen that the little motor for your window that they use it like a, like a cord. Like a fucking iron little threaded cord. What the fuck is this? They have a fucking name. Well, anyways, that shit got all tangled up. Fuck, I was there trying to untangle that shit. That shit was fucking hard for you. Tomorrow I gotta finish that shit back. I've been fucking working on that shit all day. Fucking can't believe that shit. Well, anyways. Probably gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm over here fucking blown to the gizzards. I'm a little bit drunk. My Warriors won today, so I'm a little bit happy. I'm kind of upset because I lost money due to JCPenney's fucking reporting a narrow fucking first quarter loss. Thank you, Jason Pennings. But yeah. So we're going to do one last thing because I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm fucking done. Chewbacca, do one last thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know this was just a little shit show, but, well, we were supposed to give out fucking, shit. It's Whopper Wednesday. We got 3 Xbox games we're going to give out tomorrow, courtesy of Burger King and Whopper Wednesday. Maybe we'll do a Chicken Fries Thursday. Or some shit. I don't know. Well, anyways, tomorrow. Be here for the show. We're going to give away 3 Xbox games, a couple of PCs, you name it, we're giving it away. And hopefully Mechazawa will join us. He's sick because he doesn't have no weed and he has no powers. But don't worry, Mechazawa, I'm pretty sure somebody will send you something. But I want to thank everybody out there, all those nice people. Rochelle DeCousin. I want to thank Bob the Talking Tree. Bob Genghis Khan. And, the whole fucking staff. I gotta love my fucking 186.2 staff. Because 186.2... This is who we are. This is us, baby. Shout out to Wardoff, Zavala, Stotler, Vasquez. And, of course, the engineering manager, Tabaka, along with the production engineering manager, Boonies and Friends, my son, may he rest in peace. And shit, y'all know who the fuck I am. I'm Goofy Bone here on top of Springer Mountain, looking over the valley of Blog Talk Radio and the misty mountains of Fox Shoe, saying good night. And we'll see y'all tomorrow on Thursday Night Live.
It's a dangerous game you two were playing. Listen to your friend Chris. Those gates are provided as a warning to let you know that it's not safe to cross.
We could have been hurt. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Spreaker.com.
186.2 is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear! Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green. A green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. Me admitting it's on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
Hold
and
on,
you're gonna
get
let
back
these
here.
Fucking
low-life
losers.
Hold on, I hear something.
Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.